This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fakes, fakes, and more fakes, lies, lies, and more lies. Fox News is faux news. Only a rat's hair better than CNN or MSNBC. And I can prove it, not that you need any more. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Unbelievable propaganda machine that's being run. I'm going to talk about fake stuff this hour, fake stuff that's coming in this Wu Flu virus stuff. By the way, apply to anything. Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, climate change, whatever. Apply it anywhere you want. Fake, 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 lies, lies, lies. That's what you're going to learn on this episode of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So, Fox News, who fired me for telling the truth about the lying skanks of the Kavanaugh accusers, has a poll that's out, and they say that 50% of us want mandates, mask mandates, passports, mandates, whatever, travel passports. And here it is from the horse's butt. I mean horse's mouth. Fox News themselves wrote this. 50% of respondents to the poll said that they favor cities and towns requiring all customers and workers to have proof of a coronavirus vaccine for indoor activities such as restaurants, gyms, and performances. By the way, this is exactly what de Blasio is proposing in New York. This is media propaganda manipulation at the highest level. And for those of you who believe that Fox News is your friend, this is okay. I'm going to do a little impromptu poll here. How many of you know people who say, yeah, I want to wear a mask. I want to be on lockdown. I want to have my job, not know when I can go to my job. I want to have to get a vaccine so I can go out and do stuff. I want to have a passport so I can move around the country. Show me how many of your friends. Now, get it. We live in a bit of a vacuum. You know, I don't have a whole lot of lefty friends, but I'll tell you this. I will even bet you money if you talk to leftists, they will tell you, no, not quite. Let me give you an example. I was at the grocery store, a father and son. This kid was probably 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old. And the dad, neither one of them have a mask on. And the dad is one of these. You can tell he's a hipster. And he's explaining to his son, well, what happens is if you're sick and what if you cough, what happens to your germs? And the little boy's like, will they go in the air? He goes, right. So if you have a mask on, then those germs are captured in the mask. And I'm sitting here just shaking my head. I would have intervened, you know, had it gotten like political to the point where I was like, you know, like Flo from Progressive as the Beach, if you've seen that commercial. But I just kept out. But I was very tempted to say to this little boy, hey, what happens when you fart? You know, the people around you smell it. And that would have been all I needed to say to this kid to debunk his hipster dad. And I just didn't want to have to hurt this man if he were to say something bad, because I was not in the mood to be pushed back on. But I kept out of it. But look, the major, even this little kid, he was pushing back. I swear, he must ask his dad, but I don't understand. I mean, you don't have a mask. I mean, it's not like you have to have it. And so, boy, he's even smart enough. I want you to understand, folks, kids get it. But Fox News has now become part of the problem. They said, 50% say they favor requiring compared to 46% who oppose. Fox is wanting you to believe that more people are willing to wear a mask and get vaccines and all this because it's for the greater good. Oh, speaking of which, let me say, I played the clip from that guy yesterday, the doctor, who spoke in front of a city council or whatever about mandates for shots. And YouTube took that video down saying it violated their community standards. Now, this is an expert who is publicly saying, putting his reputation on the line, and they banned his video. Go back and listen to yesterday's show. You can't find that video now. Now, we're going to have it up over on our site, but I'm telling you, this, the level of duplicitous and fake, I'm going to prove it to you today. I prove it every day. We bring it, baby, over here. But I'm going to prove it again. So here's what this Fox poll goes on to say. 40% said they were more likely to shop at a store that required customers and workers to be vaccinated and have a recent negative COVID-19 test compared to 24% who were less likely. See, they're giving you an out right now. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're saying, look, you need to get this shot or you test. One or the other. Now, you're going to have to test for everything. Oh, your test is invalid. How many times are you going to test? How much money is generated when 300 million people have to be tested all the time? It has to be over this period of time before your test. And, oh, by the way, this test, which is only 70% effective, and quite frankly, looks at a cold or anything, pretty soon it's going to be so annoying for you to get the test that eventually you get the shot. That's what this is about. 50% of those polls said protecting the safety of Americans by requiring the vaccine to, participate in everyday activities was more important than protecting the freedom of Americans to choose whether or not they are vaccinated. 47% say the latter is more important. See, they want you to see, oh, it's leaning more this way. Don't believe this BS. It is total BS. I speak to a lot of people, folks. There are some people who fear this scamdemic. There are people we know and love who've gotten COVID, including myself. There are people who've died from it, like my uncle, who actually died from his stroke collapsing, but it, complications, whatever. There are people. We get it. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not willing to sacrifice my freedom over a flu bug that is deadly, but not nearly to the degree that these clowns want you to believe it to be, because I know this thing for what it is. This is a flat-out scam and a move to take away your rights.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
These people are so predictable. Oh my gosh, man. The left, oh geez, easier to spot than a kangaroo in a dinner jacket, as I like to say. And nothing's different here. I warned you. Welcome, by the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I warned you. I said I already know the game plan for the left. As it pertains to the Wu flu, I've been hipping you to it the whole time. And today, at least this hour, we're going to talk about all the fake stuff that's going on. I've given you the numbers in Africa, in India, in the United States, around the world. I've talked to you about infection rates, vaccine death rates, etc. There is nothing, not one drop of real scientific evidence that says this Wu flu is any more dangerous than a regular flu, at least in this particular sense of how many people it kills now. Now, what it can do down the road, because it's manipulated. It was created in a lab as a bioweapon. That's a whole different deal. But we aren't even talking about that. See, because that's the conspiracy theory stuff where we start talking about population control, and I get all Bourne Legacy on you, right? But What we're dealing with right now, this is the biggest scam I've ever seen that is publicly run, that anybody with a brain, with 1 ounce of common sense, I mean, I know my common sense level is superpower level, but many of you probably feel much the same. You too are superheroes in the way of common sense. In fact, we need to just take common off of it. Because it's no longer common sense, as you've heard. It takes, you have to practically be a superhero to speak the truth in what is obvious. These people are lying to our faces. They are fleecing us in ways that I would have never dreamed in my life could happen, or I probably would have gone to the dark side. I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. If I wanted to be Dr. Evil right now, I could be a trillionaire. I could have been the first trillionaire in American history. Black man trillionaire, spreading propaganda. Oh, you better get that shot, black people. You better get that shot. Anyway, I already talked about the fake news poll of Fox News. They want you to believe that well over half of this country wants to be in lockdowns and have vaccine passports and have to show proof that they can go to a dinner theater, you know, dinner the theater or whatever, in order just to live life. Yeah, convince me of that. I realize the mind screw that's been done on America for the last few decades, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe the American spirit is alive and well, and I don't believe that people want to be locked down. Anyway, the next phase of this thing, I told you guys, I said, what they're going to do as far as this propaganda machine is they have to make the people who dissent, they have to make them look bad. Anybody. If you dissent, we will crush you. And I don't know how this media cabal works. I don't know how this system works. But I'm going to tell you, it is sophisticated at a level that we don't believe. I'm telling you, somebody orchestrates this every single day, 24/7. There are experts being paid with your money to figure out how to manipulate you and the rest of this country. And I warned you, I said, because Florida and Texas were the ones who went against the grain, they are sort of the last best bastions of hope here. They were going to get targeted. I said, Captain Demento will use all the power. It isn't even him, by the way. It's the powers that be. The people who've perpetrated this nonsense that this Wu flu is the worst thing that could possibly happen. And I want you to, as you consider that, I want you to consider the hyperbole they had over climate change. It was the biggest existential threat to the world. And now we're it's on the back burner. Why? Because we have this biggest existential threat to the world in the form of the Wu flu. Well, let me just say what's happened in Florida. The CDC put out some numbers, outrageous numbers, and said, yes, more cases are spiraling. I was watching Arizona news. The number of cases here has gone through the roof. But you know how many deaths? Very few. And you want to know why the cases are spiraling? Because of that audio I played of the doctor who said they want it to spiral. They are giving people this shot because they want it to spiral. If it's spiraling during the summer, when you've got high doses of vitamin D as you go out in the sun, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen in the winter? When all these shedders, all these people that have gotten the so-called cure are shedding from the virus. They're able to give it to other people. It's going to be a pandemic. They're already predicting it, the next wave of it. And if it's not Delta variant, it's going to be in the variant after the Delta variant. Anyway, the CDC was forced to adjust its COVID-19 case tracker for Florida after the Florida Health Department took to Twitter and said, your data is a lie. The CDC, I'm just saying, there's nothing you can believe with these people. So here this report came. Florida's health department called out the incorrect CDC information publicly, stating earlier this week, wrong again. The number of cases that CDC.gov released for Florida today is incorrect. They combined multiple days into one. We anticipate the CDC will correct the record. So they did. The CDC had reported 28,317 new COVID cases. I'm reading this because I don't use the word COVID. On Sunday, but had adjusted the number to 19,584 by Tuesday. Florida's health department claimed that there were 15,319 cases on Sunday, a number that is almost 50% lower than the CDC's originally reported number. So forget the numbers. It's 50% lower than what the CDC says. Why? Because the CDC wants it to look like Florida is the epicenter for a new outbreak. Now, keep in mind, while Killer Cuomo, the former governor of New York, was killing people and faking his numbers in the most locked down state in the country, Florida, who was much more open, was getting a fraction of the numbers, but there was no spotlight on New York as Killer Cuomo was killing old people and then fudging his numbers. Unbelievable. I'm getting reports all the time. The effectiveness of the Wu flu vaccines has dropped significantly. These things are not even effective because what's better for this country and the world is herd immunity. And what the left doesn't want you to do is not get that shot. And it doesn't have to do with you for right now. It has to do with what that shot will do to your body going forward. I'm convinced of this. But ask yourself, why is the CDC so intent on getting misinformation and then correcting it later? Because they know you only pay attention to the first part.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is filing articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He explains why with...
He's violated Title 8 by releasing people into the country. So he's got imposed a catch and release. That's illegal, that program. He's also, the Secure Fence Act requires him to obtain and maintain an operational security over our border.
But that impeachment effort isn't going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. The saga regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship continues.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life for 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They intervene in states like Texas and Florida where they are banning mask mandates?
I don't believe that I do thus far. We're checking that. But there are a federal workforce I can. And I think that people should understand, seeing little kids, I mean, 4, 5, 6 years old, in hospitals on ventilators. And some of them passing, not many, but some of them passing. It's almost, I mean, it's just, well, I should not characterize beyond that.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the fake president giving out fake information. He was asked, can he intervene in states like Texas and Florida? He'd like to. There's this thing called the 10th Amendment. It gives states the rights to do whatever they need to do to protect their citizens. And thankfully, there's some guys out there, some governors out there who take it seriously. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Biden says, well, I can influence the federal workforce in Texas. Fine. Make them wear masks. Separate those from the haves from the have-nots. Because let me tell you, the Fed, those people are going to go, why are we? You know, it takes a couple of states, two big states like Texas and Florida, to say, you know, enough is enough. And they show the Fed, when the federal people go, we don't wear masks here, we don't have to. In their private lives. How do you separate that? The part of that the government tells you what to do and the part that you as a private citizen in your state. At the end of the day, look, I'm a big deal where I understand where the Fed has to come in and look at the holistic picture, and the states have to do it as well. The problem is we have a Fed that doesn't care. We have legislators who don't legislate for us. They care about themselves. Cori Bush is a perfect example. She wants to defund the police, but when she goes to get a haircut, she takes 3 Capitol Hill cops with her. You think that's because she's protecting herself from us? We don't care about Cori Bush. You know who she's protecting herself from? The very people that she claims she represents, because they want to kick her butt. 844-551-8255. We're talking this hour about all the fake. What did Joe Biden say? The little kids in the hospitals on ventilators, some of them passing. Well, not many. You want to know how many? Less than 400 kids ages 12 to 17 have died from the Wu flu. You know how many millions of kids are in America? Over 75 million. And 339 last count. It could be 340 today. Woo! You guys heard me talk about it. The number of kids that commit suicide. The number of kids who commit drug overdoses. The number of kids who die from neglect. The number of kids who die from violence. Democrat-controlled cities where this violence is condoned, and their concern about the 350, under 350 kids who died from a fake virus that doesn't even go after kids. More kids will die from the flu than the Wu flu. More kids will die in a variety of different ways. Let me tell you, the Wu flu will not even be in the top 10 of death of children. And what does Biden do? These little kids on hospitals and in hospitals on ventilators, some of them passing. Well, not many. He even can't even keep the secret in. Well, not many. I mean, it was only one. But oh my goodness. He's concerned about them, isn't he? He's really concerned about the kids. Let me tell you something. More kids will be shot and killed in Chicago this weekend than will die from the Wu flu. And you think Biden cares? Has he got you fooled? More kids will die. It is what it is, folks. You don't have to believe me. Just at any given time, you can fact check me, PolitiFact, Snopes. Go check it out. More children will die from violence in Democrat-controlled cities this year than will die from the Wu flu in an 18-month period, and it will surpass it by far. More kids will die from suicide. More kids will die from heart disease, diabetes, juvenile diabetes, where they'll die from a host of other things. More kids will probably die getting their heads caught in a string, you know, or a cord around the house, or getting electrocuted or drowning, and a host of other things. But we got to spend trillions of dollars. We want to get them vaccinated. They need to wear masks or else. Yep. See, that's the ruse. Panic, panic, panic. Pour it on. Say this. You know what's funny? I don't know how much money you have to be paid for you to go, whatever, okay, I'll say it. And before we get too sanctimonious, understand this, folks. I think most of us have our price. If somebody came to you and said, look, just say this, repeat it, don't buck the system. I'll get you that fat house. We'll put $50 million in your bank account. You know, you're set for life. Just say this. Would you do it? $100 million? Let me tell you. There's a number out there floating for somebody. I don't know what it is. But there are very few principled people who say, I don't care what the number is because it's not about me. It's about what comes after me. It's the same reason why I... as a relatively young black man and very beautiful and handsome and, you know, those types of things. I say to myself every time I'm out, I get confronted by a police officer, whatever. While I might have a reason to have an attitude or whatever, I don't do it. I don't do it for me. I do it because I don't want the next series of black guys to have to go through something because they go, every time I confront these Negroes, I want them to go, wow, that was a great encounter. And I don't care how bad the cop behaves or whatever, which I don't get bad treatment from cops, so I don't have to, it isn't like I'm needing to protect them. But I'm saying if it were a cop that were treating me bad, I would say, officer, I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but, you know, I'm not your problem. Whatever. Anyway, let me move on, because this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this fake Swiss expert of the Chinese, and this will expose Wu flu to a level that I hope you get. And don't be surprised if you learn that Fauci funded this operation, as what I'm about to reveal to you, and you may have heard the story. China fabricated an expert. Yeah, they fabricated an expert on the origins of Wu flu. Now, understand, right now in this country, nobody wants to find out where this thing originated anymore. Remember how they wanted to find out how Trump's collusion was? Remember how they wanted to find out about Trump's extortion, if you will, of the Ukrainians? They had to get to the bottom of it. They spent millions and millions of dollars, wasted all kinds of time. But in the Wu flu, a biological weapon that's cost us over $6 trillion and has ruined the lives of millions of people in this country, They don't need to get to the bottom of it anymore. As Hillary would say, what difference does it make? Well, here's a story. According to the South Chinese Morning Post, which is, they call it the SNMP, several Chinese newspaper websites removed comments about the Wufu pandemic, supposedly that were wrongly presented as coming from a Swiss biologist. As it turns out, Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, this biologist doesn't exist. Now, I'm going to go further. Here's a spoiler alert. They were using this fake person in order to say there's no way that this Wufu virus came, and he was getting pressure to say that it did, and the U.S. was pressuring him and all this. It was completely made up, and it harkens me back to when I was with Justice Thomas, and he said to me, Kevin, the news is fabricated. And I looked at him, I was like, come on, Justice Thomas, man, you started to sound like Alex Jones, man. And he looked at me, I didn't say that to him, but I said, come, seriously? He goes, Kevin, the news is manufactured. It is a lie. Do not believe it. He told me he quit listening to the news in 1987. He doesn't watch news. He doesn't read the paper. And now I get it. I was incredulous. I was like, no, yes. Yes. And I understand it now. I understand how AOC is a made up, you know, star. She's not a star. No way. Climate change, she's a star because they want her to be the face and the voice of the biggest existential threat, because that is the next big money grab. All this stuff is made up, folks. These statistics they give you are manipulations. They are lies on top of lies and lies. And you've heard this program, and I don't want to seem like a broken record, but it is the truth. That what they do is nothing more than say, what do you think is a probability of us selling this lie? And here's the sad part and the scary part. They have become so brazen, so bold, and audacious in their lying, they will lie in front of your face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Come complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think I've mentioned it on this program before, but the Greek word for the devil is diabolos. And it has two meanings. It means the devil, and it also means an accuser. And the Democrats epitomize the double meaning of diabolos, because they are the devils, and they always accuse you of doing the things that they actually do. So we're discussing Wu Flu from the perspective of the fraud that's being perpetrated on the country and the world, that the Chinese have essentially made up a person to pretend that there was a study done, or that this person was pressured into saying bad things about China. Look, it's a, I'm not going to speak on behalf of all Americans, but I'll say this. I understand that labs are working on things and mistakes happen. What I don't understand is when you won't admit it. And you can put this in the microcosm. When you know somebody did something wrong, and you're like, just admit it. You're like, no way, I really can't, you know, ooh, well, really. And you're like, look, you lose all credibility if you won't just say what it is. And they won't. Welcome back. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find the show and everything else. By the way, we're doing this thing for police. We're getting them prayer dog tags or stainless steel dog tags like the military. And they've got a prayer for their safety. And I know we're not talking about police violence now, but Diabolos, devil and accuser. They're accusing the police of hunting down black people. Not the case. They're accusing the police of not having enough oversight. When in fact there's plenty of oversight for police, but there's not enough oversight for criminals. Nobody holds a criminal responsible because the left is too busy accusing the police of what they don't do, because the left folks are the devil. Discussing leftism specifically around the ruse of Wu Flu, but I do hope that you go out and look at this project because it's $5. And we will either hand the cop a prayer dog tag, or we will take him to the precinct and give him out. And if you give him out, get us a picture of you giving the cop the prayer tags. We want, I'd like to get all 600,000 police officers a dog tag. It says we care about you. They're leaving the force because they don't know you care. Anyway, so don't think for a second, folks, that America's crackhead, I mean crackerjack media, uncovered the fraud that I was talking about earlier with the Chinese. See, the Chinese made up a dude, and they picked a Swiss guy, because, see, we respect the Swiss. They're a neutral country. We respect them except when it comes to their gun laws, where they require you to have guns. Then we lose respect for them. But other than that, we respect them, right? The left, I'm talking about, not us. We respect them. So the Chinese used a fake dude and said he published a paper that's proved that the Wu Flu virus was not originated in China. And the United States and the various pundits tried to shut this man down, yada, yada. And the Swiss went, wait a minute, who is this guy? We don't know of him. We don't know this so-called expert. And if you recall, I told you the Democrats don't have experts. They have people that they pay to come up with a narrative that suits, with an outcome that suits the narrative. That's all they have. They do not have experts. They don't have experts in climate change. They don't have experts in race relations. Look at any of the things they talk about. And if they dare go to the scrutiny of true experts, it doesn't pass muster. Ever. Don't believe me? Go look for yourselves. What, you want me to do everything? So the Chinese did what Barack Obama did when he wrote his book, remember? And they said his girlfriends were an amalgam of various girlfriends and boyfriends he had. They couldn't find any single person that fit the prescription, or the description, not the prescription, but the description of an Obama girlfriend. You want to know why hunky 6'2", mulatto, smooth-talking Obama didn't have any girlfriends? Because he had boyfriends. But they were too embarrassed to tell you. I don't care. Whether he did or he didn't, it doesn't matter. He married Michelle. I mean, some people think she's a woman. I think she birthed those babies. I think Michelle's a woman. Whether you like her, you think she's cute or whatever, that's who he picked. He picked a woman. I don't care who he was with. It ain't my life. Even though the rumors persist. So, going back to these Chinese, these people fabricated an expert. Even their own media, the South China Morning Post, SCMP is what they go by initials. They said, oh, they all went back and removed the story. But they only removed the story because the Swiss called them out on it and said, hey, he said, stop lying. They wanted, they said that there was a tsunami of pushback on this thing. And I've told you guys on this very show many times, you do not trust what people call an expert. If the left tells you that a guy is above reproach, you know it's quite the opposite. You know, the Swiss embassy put Beijing on blast and they said, looking for Wilson Edwards, alleged Swiss biologist cited in press and social media in China over the last several days. If you exist, we would like to meet you. But it's more likely this is fake news, and we call on the Chinese press and netizens to take down the post. I applaud the Swiss for confronting the Chinese. Remember, the Swiss are fully armed. They don't care. As long as you don't nuke them, they're ready to fight. Because the Biden administration folks, they are a sock puppet of the Chinese. And Xi has his fist squarely up Barack Obama. Well, he's probably got his fist up Barack Obama's butt as well. But he certainly got it up Biden's. You guys heard the story about Hunter Biden, right? Yeah, we talked about it earlier. The laptop scenario. See, the Swiss recognize this infantile attempt to credentialize an expert and use the Swiss as part of this gambit. And what was funny, the Chinese opened a Facebook account for this Swiss guy that supported him, this biologist by the name of Wilson Edwards, and they opened the account on July 27th of this year. Anybody doing basic media, investigative journalism, would have said this story is completely bunk. Meanwhile, remember the Christopher Steele dossier? Debunked in minutes, but used to get FISA court approval to spy on Trump and many other American citizens? You understand? Diabolos? Devil and accuser? The embassy mockingly commented. And then they added this. Must unfortunately inform the Chinese public that this news is false. While we assume that the spreading of this story was done in good faith by the media and netizens, we kindly ask that anyone having published this story take it down and publish a correction. Just to be clear, folks, Facebook allowed an account of a fake biologist and propagandist to be created, a propaganda tool, a figment, a creation of the Chinese government. Facebook allowed him to go on to their platform and post fake information unchecked. Now, where are the fact checkers? Now, the references are removed, but only because the Swiss demanded it. It would have still been up. Do you understand where I'm going with this? You tell the truth, you post on your page, you're in violation of our terms and conditions, our community standards. How dare you tell the truth? But you want to lie on behalf of the Chinese? Hey, no problem. Yep. So the Swiss had this thing up in Chinese or in whatever language, written in Chinese language, and also in English when they call the Chinese out. And I love it. I think this is one of the most brave things. Wilson was quoted as saying this. He and his fellow researchers had faced pressure and intimidation from the U.S. and some media outlets. And this pressure was because Wilson and his colleagues supported the conclusions of a joint study by China, and get this, the Geneva-based WHO on the origins of COVID. Completely false. A production of the Chinese government, authenticated by Facebook and a complicit American media. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.